Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Saturday. Honey, listen, it is all shook up Saturday on today. But, honey, I ain't shook up now. No way, honey. Listen. We came to storm some trouble on today. Not for you. No, and not for me. We came to shake up Satan's camp. You know what I'm saying. Listen. Now, let me tell y'all something. We covered on today. It is Saturday. It's going to be a stone cold blast. Got some great music, great entertainment. Yes, indeed. Honey, sat down. Why in the world? You know, I don't understand these people. They get paid good money. You know what I mean? They get paid with red clay dirt. Now, listen. See, my family is from the South, and we believe in that clay dirt. Y'all ever heard that red clay dirt is good to eat and everything? So, listen, my staff around here, they get paid in some good clay dirt. Now, they ain't got no bills. They ain't got nothing to eat for no breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So, listen, I give them the clay dirt, and they sit around looking at me like I'm crazy. They the ones crazy. I'm giving them a meal to eat. The red clay dirt's nice and sweet. They don't do that no more. Oh, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. People don't eat the dirt no more. Oh, okay, so listen now. Today is August the 20th, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team and the team that worries me the most. They are based in East and West Africa, the UK, Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan, boy, party. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors. No, we ain't got no red clay dirt. Stop interrupting me. So listen, we got two different flavors. One infused with natural vanilla, which is gumbo gold. One infused with natural coconut, which is gumbo silver. Listen, CEO of Gumbo Rum and the founder is Steve Gum. Listen, it's a hot show on today. It is a hot show on today. Listen, I'm sweating already. Listen, y'all, turn the air conditioning back on. What do they say, anointed folks, when they sweat, you have to turn the air off. Well, I don't know. That's the old church. This the new church. I need my air conditioner. So listen. This show is going to have independent artists, press, independent artists, Leonard Duran, and independent artist CT, yes, and Sister Kristen. Listen, it's going to be a full blast show on today. Let me tell you something. Y'all know who's going to hear your music. Y'all already know who listening. Yeah. People all over the world are listening in. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, y'all come on and ride with me for just a little while. It's going to be a great time. Listen, first artist up today is independent artist Press. Now, listen, he got a smooth flow. Yes, he do. He have a great delivery. The name of the song is I Don't Mean It. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, y'all check this out. He know what to do. He know how to do it. And it is put together very, very well. It is I Don't Mean It.
I know sometimes I can say it.
I know that I can say the language, but I don't. apologize, be a real man by putting my pride aside. So let's be adults about it, try to figure it out instead of acting like immature children. Only scream and shout to get our point across, of course. If one went in the end, then we both technically lost. We're angry, so our language is far from I love you. I'm partially to blame, so let me start with I'm sorry. I'm sorry, like,
know that I can say some language.
The weeks we're sharing the same space, but in passing we barely speak. Living in the same house, but somehow it feels distant. This type of ignorance gives the enemy easy entrance into our marriage. We both know that if invited in, he's strictly coming to wreak havoc on us by playing seeds of disrespect and distrust, causing dysfunction of all sorts. With the end results typically leads to this boss call. I'm just being honest and also realistic. We can't pretend that it isn't existing within the church and how it's added to a growing statistic. With this, don't have to be our fate, especially if we take a few moments to just stop and think. What are we fighting for in the first place? Do you remember? I can't recall it. So I'm hoping we move forward. I'm sorry, like,
know that I can say some things, but I don't need it. Know that I can do some things, but
artists press. Listen, I have some music from them earlier. Yeah, so once again, that is independent artist Press. Name of the song is I Don't Mean It. And you know, we all did this, said something we didn't really mean. See, listen, that's why, you know, we have to govern our mouth, we have to govern our tongue. Really, did you know the tongue is really something? You can say something out of your mouth, honey, and before you realize, you being hurt from people. You know, your tongue will hurt and cut up folks. So listen, when you have learned to control your tongue, you've really learned to control your whole body. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the tongue is unruly. It really is. So listen, be careful how you spend. Some people, listen, let me tell y'all something about that song. See, now listen, that song was I Don't Mean It. So listen, some people, they let stuff come out of their mouth, and they really do mean it. See, it's a difference. It's a difference between, it's two different kind of people. Some folks let stuff come up out of their mouth, and they really do intend to say what they say and hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Then you got people that really speak too fast. Now there's a difference. There's a difference. Oh, Lord, I'm a life lesson. So listen, some people speak too fast because they have not – spiritually mature to the point where they are able to control their emotions and control what comes out of their mouth. And so, therefore, they say things, and they really don't mean it. They really don't intend to hurt you, you know, and so they have their will with Prince and say, please forgive me, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say that. That is just a sign of immaturity when it comes to spiritual things. Now, this is different between folks that just let anything come out of their mouth and they have no control over themselves. See, listen, you can determine who you're walking with. You can determine who you walk by what comes out of their mouth. So listen, it takes discernment in this day and time. Everybody needs some discernment, okay? Make sure your discernment is coming from God, first of all. So listen, you got folks, if you got folks in your camp or in your circle and they have a consistency of letting anything come out of their mouth, beware. Beware my children, because they will continue to do that, and it's going to take God himself to teach them how not to do that. So listen, but then you got folks in your circle who have not reached the point of spiritual maturity, and they just have not learned how to tame their tongue. So you got to kind of bail on with them. You know, you got to kind of bail on. So, you know, you keep forgiving them, and you keep telling them, listen, you got to learn how to do this. You got to pray about asking the good Lord to have wisdom and not to say everything that comes up don't supposed to come out. You know what I'm saying? Now, the old folks taught us that everything that come up ain't supposed to come out. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't bring that stuff back. And then when it goes out and it hurts, it stings. See, your words sting. And when it's this sting, it's hard. It's hard to get that sting to come out and for that wound to heal. See, listen, words is something else. Words is something else because that sting, you carry that stuff around. Some people do carry that stuff around for a long time because words. You know what? It stays in you. It can have a tendency to stay in you, and sometimes it'll fester up, and then it's hard to heal from that, and then God got to come down. You got to pray the good Lord to help you get past it and get healed. So listen, I'm talking about spiritual healing, inner healing. I'm talking about inner healing. So listen, that is I don't mean it. That was a quick lesson. Oh, my goodness. So listen, that was good stuff. Up next is independent artist Kristen. This one is The Way. I want y'all to take a listen. Y'all check this out. Y'all ride along with me because what? People all over the world is tuning in and listening. This is The Way by independent artist Kristen. This is The Way, and we all got to get in the way. Y'all check this out.
Life's amazing at times, I lose my way. The world is full of worry, I'm stressing to find a place where I can ease my mind. I strive to seek your face, no time to run or hide. Your presence is my escape. When the waves are turbulent, I stay grounded, I'm in the sun. Your word lights my path, not the light from the sun. My confidence is firm, you'll never let me go. No matter what's going on, it's still well with my soul. Yeah, with my soul.
You're feeling lost, you feel confused. Feeling down, looking to God, seems like he's not.
because he is the way, the truth, and the light. Yes, indeed, as independent artist, Christian, up next, I got a little treat for you. This is Carmen, Carmen, Carmen. You know, I was talking about this earlier, but Carmen, well, I did manage to get it, Lord of all. So listen, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and he is what? He is Lord of all. Now listen, whether you accept him or not, he is still God, and he is all supreme. He is what? I'm not present. Yes, he is. So listen, you might as well go and accept him right now. You know, go on ahead and accept him right now. It'd be the best decision and choice that you ever made, I'm telling you. Now, listen, don't wait till you get down in hellfire and then open your eyes and find out it was real. Listen, you know, all this stuff, people coming out with all these different corrections. They done taught the word, did all this stuff, and then come back and say, well, I made a mistake. The word ain't the word. What in the Sam hell is going on around here? Y'all know what's going on? Huh? Do you know what's going on? The last days is what's going on. Now, listen, that's just like the other fellow. Now, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to play Lord of all. I used to listen to him all the time. Anointed, I can't understand how this happens to people sometimes. Anointed, anointed, anointed man of God was teaching the word all over, you know, the place. What was his name, y'all? What was his name? Carlton. Carlton Pearson. Carlton Pearson. Y'all know the man. Now, listen, y'all, everybody knows the story, so it's okay for me to say that. Now, listen. And then he comes back and say, well, I had a revelation. Ain't no such thing as hell. And you know what? It's all in the scripture that it is a such thing as hell. He comes back. Now, y'all see, he done disappeared off the scene, right? Because he started preaching foolishness. So, listen, my point of saying that is this. Don't wait till you get down in hell fight, because it's too late then. You can't reverse your decision. You can't back up. See, listen, when you get down in hell fight, ain't no such thing as putting it in reverse and bagging out. No, you can't do that. You can't cancel your contract with Satan. Once you get down there, ain't no cancellation. You know, they got this thing about the cancellation period. Everybody's doing the cancel this, cancel that, and get your money back real fast. Well, listen, when you get down to hellfire, there is no place where it says you can cancel that you want to return and bag out. You can't do that. It can't be done. So, listen, you got to make the decision right now to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you'd be all right. You accept the Lord Jesus Christ, repent for your sins. You know, now listen, even the atheist, when the atheist get in trouble, what does he do? He goes to cry, oh, Lord, oh, God, help me. Now, what God is he praying to? He said all them years, he said he didn't believe that there was a God. And y'all best believe some atheists walking around on this earth. Now, listen, long time ago, I met a young lady. Now, let me tell you something. All black folks don't believe in God. I don't know what this is here, but listen, let me tell you this. Then I'm going to play the song, Lord of all. You know, now listen, they say all black people believe in God. Ain't no black folks that don't believe God. But let me hear, I'm here to tell you different. I was at the restaurant, me and my girlfriend, this was a long time ago. We was at IHOP, and y'all know me. I talk about the Lord everywhere. I would tell people about Jesus. Now listen, we sitting down at IHOP. We in there having a good time. The waitress come. Young black girl. She's about, I don't know, maybe 25, 30, something like that. And we got to talking. And of course, Jesus Christ came up, and she tells us very proudly, I do not believe in God. I don't believe in no God, no Jesus. I'm like, Lord, today. And so, you know, you want to ask for a different server after she was so boldly talking about her, I don't believe in God. Beautiful lady and everything. So then she tells us, well, I don't believe in God. And me and my friend looked at one another. We were looking at one another strange. And I said, well, you don't believe in God? I said, what do you mean you don't believe in God? And she says, no, my whole family, we're atheists. We don't believe in God. We don't practice any type of religion. And then she commences to tell us it was passed down from generation to generation. She begins to explain to us atheism. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's just like a shiver went all through me. And I'm like, well, how do you, I can't even comprehend this, what she's saying. And believe me, she wasn't lying. She was telling the truth. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, your lineage is you don't, there is no God? And that's what she's saying. And so we were trying to, of course, witness and talk to her. Of course, we didn't get anywhere, but we were able to put a seed in her to, you know, come bobblehead her mind, her thinking, let her know that she's all screwed up. And she said, well, this is what's passed down from my parents, and my grandparents passed it down to my parents and down to me. And she was talking about the lineages and the generational thing. And so I'm like, well, a generational curse has been passed down through this family from years and years. And so they the whole own mind does not believe in God, and they practice atheism, and this woman is black. I'm like, well, you probably saying, well, what difference does it make? Well, because we're people that come out of slavery, well, my God, why wouldn't we believe in there's a God, because God delivered us what they what? We had Juneteenth back in June, oh, Lord, today. So now I got off on a whole different thing, but my point is this. Believe God, because that lady, her whole line, if they don't trust God, they're going to what? Open up their eyes in hell and discover the truth that there is a God. All right, now, this is Lord of All, Carmen.
Come on, give the Lord a praise off. You've been delivered. Do you know Jesus is Lord of all here? Is he Lord of all in your life? Get your 10-string instruments together and have me out here tonight. Let me hear somebody say, Jesus is Lord of all. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that he is Lord of all.
Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are glorious. You are Lord of all. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are glorious. You are Lord of all. You are Lord of all, faithful and true. Lord of all, worthy are you. Lord of all, we lift up our voice and let the earth rejoice. That Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus
something. And that song, I love Carmen. I just love Carmen. Lord of all. And listen, He's Lord over all the believing and the unbelieving. Did y'all know that? Did you all know that he is Lord over the believing and the unbelieving? Well, you're probably saying, well, how is God Lord over the unbelieving? Listen, it doesn't matter whether you believe or not. He is still God. He is still God. He don't need your authority. He don't need your signature for him to be God. You know what I'm saying? Even though if you don't believe, now check this out. Even if you do not believe, he is still God. So that's why he is Lord of all. He's Lord over all the whole universe because he created it in the first place. He created you. He created me. So he does not need your signature. He does not need your approval to be God. That's why he is Lord over all because he does not need your rite of passage. You know what I'm saying? So listen, he is Lord over all no matter if you believe or if you don't believe. He's still Lord. Of course, he's Lord over us because we believe it. But now those group who do not believe, he's still Lord over you. You better believe it. You better believe because he still got control over everything, whether you believe it or not. He's just waiting on you to accept him. He don't need your signature. It's almost like people need a co-sign for everything. God ain't waiting on you to co-sign on who he is. Are you crazy? So listen. Let me get on. So up next is independent artist CT. Y'all better start believing in God. Y'all best too. Because I'm telling you, when the trump sound and he comes back for us, I ain't going to be sitting here in this engineer booth. I'm telling you, you do not want to be on this earth. You don't want to go through the tribulation. You do not. Listen, you think it's tough in this rough now. What you think the tribulation are? If y'all didn't understand tribulation, what that word means, it's hard time. Tribulation means a hard time. Now, ladies, there are ladies who have given birth to a baby. I've never given birth to a baby, okay? But I'm going to make this analogy. Women who have had a baby and gave birth to, y'all know how hard that was, right? They tell me it's very excruciating. That's why I ain't never had no baby because I can't go through that pain. My whole body just shivers just thinking about it. So listen, women that have given birth to a baby, y'all know how hard and difficult that was. Now, compare that to 100, multiply that by 100 times. That's the tribulation. That's the tribulation. That is the truth. So listen, if I can't go about to even have a thought of having a child, do you think I want to be around on this earth in the tribulation period? I'm telling you what, for God's effing truth. Now listen, you don't want to be around here because it's going to be some kind of hell fire going on during the tribulation period. You don't want to be here. So what you can do to accept all of that, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I always say, I don't want to be here. I'm going the first time. I refuse to stay in this place. As much as I like walking around enjoying life. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I enjoy living all like that. But listen, when it comes down to spirituality and the Word of God, I don't intend to, when Jesus comes back, I tend to go with him when he comes because I don't want to be walking around. If you study the Bible and you understand tribulation, you ain't going to be here either because it's going to be rough hell fire. You hear me? You understand me? It's going to be a roughness. Listen. This is song true. And I just told y'all the God, heaven, truth. And the name of the song is True by independent artist T.
Girl, you know my love is true. Girl, you know my love is true. Girl, you know my love is true. Flex on me, girl, what's the move? Ain't no one out there like you. Ain't no one out there like you. Oh, you brave and bold. Oh, talk to my soul.
right, all right. That is independent artist CT, and that is True. Let me tell you something. This artist, this particular artist, I love the song True, and I can listen to him, you know, forever and ever. So I want to say this. He got a really nice singing voice, and he's a natural storyteller. He seems to be a natural storyteller. So listen, saying that, because a lot of people that's making songs ain't natural storytellers. I don't know what they be singing about sometimes, but listen, I'm telling you, but it ain't on this network. You don't get to hear that. I don't play that. So listen. Independent artist CT, he seems to be a natural storyteller, and that's wonderful because you can listen to the song from beginning and the end and have a wonderful experience listening to the music, and that is what I love. And so listen, yeah, it's just boss. Listen, it is the boss sauce around here. It's been a Stone Cold Blast. Listen, I want y'all to show up again later on today. I am pretty much out of time, but I will be back later on. Thank you guys for streaming and downloading yesterday. Yesterday was a great day as far as numbers. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. So listen, and so does all the artists. They really thank you for streaming and listening in to the show on yesterday. I really do appreciate you guys. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.